Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Robin Sue Farm audio fanfic presented by GL Manny. Tonight we are going to continue with our current fanfic. And I hope that you enjoy having these fanfics in a different form. And tonight's episode is Bauer Barbecue 2014 by Robin Sue Farm, Chapter 2. Author's note. Nope, still not divulging much. I will say I gave Michelle my mother's new car because she loves it, and I thought Michelle would too. 2014 Jeep Cherokee. Also, in making sure we have kids, the kids at the right ages. The then Marcy Ryland, she's changed her name now professionally, had son Jackson, who, and she played Lizzie, is part of the busy pairing. Had son Jackson, who should get the credit for playing the baby bump, that was H.B. Lewis IV, on October 21st, 2009, flash ahead, since she only revealed her pregnancy in the flash forward set in September 2010, little Billy IV should have been born at least approximately October 21st, 2010. Which is because I'm not explaining that very well. The last episode showed October 21st, 2009. It flashed ahead a year to October 21st, 2010, and Lizzie was about to have the baby. So it should, I'm sorry, I said that completely wrong. Let me back up. Ryland had the baby in real life on October 21st, 2009. The flash ahead was September 2010. So little Billy IV should have been at least born approximately in October 21st, 2010, because it had flashed ahead a year, but October 21st was the birthday of the actual kid. That time I said it right. So the upshot is little Billy is 4 in the story and a year older than Danny Santos. Sarah Randall was born in 2006, and so she is 8 this year, the year the story is set. And after all that, Bauer Barbecue 2014 by Robin Sue Farm, Chapter 2. It was a short drive over to the Bauer House on Skyline Drive, and still early, Michelle pulled up into the parking area between the house and the garage apartment. She said briskly, "Okay, everybody out." Robbie grabbed a package out of the back and took off to carry it into his old room. Michelle let Hope dance ahead and took on her first load with Danny riding her hip and the diaper bag draped over her shoulder, messenger bag style. Michelle had pushed the button to make the back of the Cherokee close, but before it could close all the way, suddenly Bill caught it and sent it up again. "Whoa there, Bauer. Looks like you still have a lot to carry in. Why don't you load me up?" "Well, Lewis, you always do best as a beast of burden." "Hardy har har, that's nice talk to someone who got up early to help you on his day off with his wife and infant son," gesturing behind him as Lizzie came bearing down on them with a 4-year-old little Billy IV pulling her along. "I'd hardly call little Billy an infant anymore. Next thing you know, he'll be breaking hearts just like his daddy and borrowing the car without asking." "You first, Bauer. Robbie's 18 by now, isn't he?" "He's 13, as you very well know. You were at his birthday party." "And if little Billy's breaking a heart, it will probably be that little girl of yours." Little Billy ran up and began yanking at Danny, trying to get her down. "We want to play, Michelle. Danny, don't!" Billy quirked her a smile. Yeah, Michelle, we want to play. Okay, okay, I know when I'm outnumbered. She put Danny down, and little Billy grabbed her hand, and they took off, a short-haired blonde and light brown ringlet all across the parking area and into the kitchen door of the Bauer house. Lizzie had been about a step behind her son, and she threw Michelle a quick happy 4th of July and kissed the corner of Bill's mouth as she rushed by. I'll keep an eye on them. Here you go. Let's really load you down, and we'll get all this stuff in the house. I already brought a load over last night. I'll have to pull the apple pies out of the freezer and rewarm them in the oven, but I think we can get most of this in one load. Bill readjusted the load in his arms. I don't think anybody will mind. Bert's recipe apple pies aren't fresh this year. Everybody knows you've had a lot going on. Speaking of which, do you want me to grab that? Bill gestured his head towards the last two bags in the rear of the Cherokee. No, I'm making a special trip with these. Keep your dirty mitts off them. It was really nice of you guys to come early to help with the setup. You did last year, too. Well, you showed up with the whole family early every Thanksgiving since Lizzie and I started our new family tradition. It's give and take. Help when you can. That's just the Springfield way. Here's some help, then. See if you can manage to remember your anniversary without Lizzie having to prompt you this year. It's just 10 days after the barbecue. Bill, a little put out, of course I remember my anniversary. You put the wrong date on the wedding invitations. Bill groaned. Won't you and Santos ever let me forget that? Michelle paused to think for a minute before shoulder bumping her friend and walking into the house with him. Nope, I don't think we, at least I, will. And that's the end of chapter 2. What is going on with Manny? Where is Danny? And what has been keeping Michelle so busy? Join us next time for chapter 3 of Bauer Barbecue 2014.